I think it's self-evident that technology has revolutionized the IT industry over the last decade. We were all dot communists in 2000. In the first... Indeed, yes, and we're also web streaming part of that, but I actually had tweeted that already, so...
they're not on Twitter, I don't think. How many people are on Twitter here? A couple of scribes, a couple down here.
Indeed, we're also web streaming. So, last decade, we all got communists, it revolutionized the industry. Dot-com revolution 1.0. Travel booked online in the States, massive amounts of money, travel is larger than the next four categories of legitimate e-commerce combined. We are the most online industry there is. You know, the dot-com bubble burst, but it totally transformed the way we work. And BA.com has been proud to lead the online revolution. We can't claim to have been first in all of these things. Indeed, CETA was first in some of them. But in terms of really significant deployment of IT changes throughout a global network airline, we feel that we've led in many areas. So I absolutely believe, and some of my colleagues, that online is the mainline for our customers now. It is actually the core way that we do business. Not the only way, but it is the core way. So if you're going to build something, build it once, build it online, and then put it through other channels. Revolution number one. 2001-2002, we put calendar selling out there. Everybody does it now, but it was absolutely revolutionary then to expose all your fares to your customers. Revolution number two, changing your booking, managing your booking, booking meals and things. We put that out there in 2003-2004. Number three, online check-in. Lots of people have done that. We've put that out massively and targeted for online check-in and kiosk, the Terminal 5, at 80%. So we put that out there in preparation for that in 2005-2006. We spent a lot of time trying to crack doing online dynamic packaging, putting hotels, car hire with the flight. We put that out there in 2009, and that's going great guns in the ancillary space. And regrettably, I talked about the ash cloud, and also we've had the industrial disruption as well. We've put an awful lot of automatic changes, rebooking, refunds out there online in 2010. So, you know, I don't think anybody in this room would dispute that, and I think that was pretty much endorsed by Pierre-Henri and Tony before the break. BA.com was part of social networks. Talking to Jay about this, you can't ignore this now. We've got 50,000 followers on Twitter, which is nothing like for the UK people, Stephen Fry, some of the people who've got millions. But it is absolutely a way that we get information via instruction to people. It's a way we put special offers out there. You know, a lot of people will follow you on Twitter, and it's growing. We've also used during the disruption YouTube. 200,000 customers used the saw some of the video clips, and I'm going to give you an example of one thing we used in the social networking space to actually communicate with our customers and indeed our colleagues in the airline. Our iPhone app has been downloaded half a million times. One of the interesting things, Mark, about that is that we actually did it over a space of 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, contrast that with the 10 years that was quoted before the break. You know, you have to be agile, you've got to move space fast in this. And BA.com over mobile is now, in terms of kits, equivalent to being our third country behind the UK and the US in terms of volume. Now, social networking is very important. Out where you need to communicate with people. Here's an example of one thing we did.
I'm very disappointed that Unite have yet again chosen to disrupt the travel plans of all of our customers. This would be a big blow to British Airways and a big blow to everybody who works at British Airways. But more significantly, it's going to be a very significant blow to all of our very valued customers. Without question, British Airways has done everything in our power to reach agreement with this trade union.